guys, this is Nancy Perez here, co-host. This is Live Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Live Cope, LLC and our website, livecopeapp.com. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and talks to you about different subjects and gives you their opinion. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone or on your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to our website, livecopeapp.com, or you can go to the App Store and find it there that way. So today's episode, I wanted to talk about digital love. Ooh, I know, right? I hate even saying that because it's like such a dirty, ugly word to me, digital love. But, you know, in this day and age, that's what we have. Digital love at your fingertips, right? At a swipe left, you don't. Like, swipe right if you like, right? And, gosh, it's, so sad. But at the same time that it's sad, it's so satisfying and an ego boost at the same time. And I know that sounds, like, so, ugh. But let's be real. Like, I mean, I know for men that's not the case. And I have talked to plenty of guys that are like, oh my gosh. But as a woman, like, I don't know what the qualifications are for these men that are like, yeah, going yes. But it seems like they go yes very often. And, you know, so it's a nice feeling when you're like, oh, he's nice looking. But then, like, if you don't make the first move, they don't make the first move. And it's like, and then you have the people that, like, want to wait. Like I've had exchanges where the guy literally waits, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like, on the clock. And it's like, do you know that, like, you can see the timestamp? Like, this is so odd. And, like, it's like almost like everyone has an agenda and everyone has heard some sort of, you know, don't do it this way or do it this way. And this, you know, if you do it this way, girls think you're weird. Or if you do it this other way, you know. And, jeez, it's so sad. Like, it's just so sad because, like, I don't think the platform itself, it's a problem. I think all these rules people have made up is the problem. I feel like even though we have platforms that have made it easy for us to talk to each other, we have made it difficult by creating all of these different games and, like, rules that we have to follow or that people do, like, I don't understand, like, you want to, you like, does it make you seem uncool if you text back too quickly? Like, do you seem too eager? Because I'm like, to me, it's like, if I have time to talk, like, I'm going to be talking quickly back and forth right now. Because I don't know that I'm going to have time to talk in 2 hours and 3 hours. Like, I'm a busy girl. And it's just funny to me because That's digital dating, digital love. That's the world that we live in. it's interesting. That's all I have to say. It's very interesting. And as someone that was, like, in a committed relationship, that was, you know, that thought, like, that was it. I'm done. This is my person forever and ever. Going from that, like, 7 years of having that to, like, now I'm, like, thrown to the wolves. And don't get me wrong, like, last year it was, like, freshly single and, oh my gosh, fun, blah, blah, blah. But now that it's, like, a year after, it's, like, okay, that was cool. That was fun. That was a fun summer. It was enjoyable. I went to New York and, you know, I went to the East Coast and I just had a really great time. You know, I went out to LA last June, and you know, it was a really good summer last summer, but this summer it's like I'm more focused. I'm like wanting to do my poetry. I want to like make a difference in the community. I want to make more spaces for people of color to be able to thrive. I want to be able to be a voice for my people, be able to create inclusive spaces for all of us. And so anyway, so I'm more determined and definitely like in a different mindset than I was last year. But the games are the same, and the rules are only getting harder and more complicated, I feel like. And sometimes it's hard to explain to people, what you're about. And I think sometimes people think that you're either conning them or you're like, I feel like I've been told I'm a catfish plenty of times, but it gets to you after a while when you're like, who's making up these rules? Who's like saying all of these things? Because like, I like to talk to that person because it makes no sense to me. It's like, we have all of the avenues and all of the tools that we could ever need to communicate with each other. And yet, we can't seem to communicate with each other. How is that? And the thing is that we create these games that don't exist. We create these rules that don't exist. And I don't know, like, it's interesting to me when someone asks me out and they're surprised that I agree to go out with them. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I? Or they're surprised that I match up. And it's like, why are you, like, downplaying yourself already? Like, can I get to know you and, like, make a decision for myself? But it's, like, almost like it's, like, a self, like, auto response, you know? Just in case, like, I'm not interested enough. It's like, well, okay, well, you know, that's what I thought. And it's like, And sometimes, like, the standoffish game or the, like, I'm too busy. All of these different things, you know, after a while is, like, are we adults or is this, like, grade school and, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, if he punches you or if he teases you, it's because he likes you. Like, I think we're past that, like. I mean, I'm 29, I'm going to be 30 years old next year, and, like, I just think, like, it's silly that we have the technology and the tools in our hands to have the best communication amongst each other, and to be able to have, like, all these awesome connections, and be able to have all these awesome conversations, but it's, like, people don't even know how to do that anymore. People don't even know how to talk to each other. And, like, I'm not saying that I'm, like, a huge texter, but, like, I'm more of a, like, one-on-one in person. Like, I feel like I could talk all day long. I feel like texting is so not personal. But still, like, FaceTime, that's a way of communicating without feeling like it's impersonal. But, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, I've asked, like, you know, a potential, you know, person that I would like to date. Like, hey, let's FaceTime. And they're like, oh my gosh, really? Like, usually girls don't want to FaceTime if they don't have makeup on. And it's like, yeah, like, why would I ask, you know? Like, of course, you know, like, that doesn't matter to me. Like, of course, you know, I want to look good and all that stuff. But, like, if I'm going to go to bed, like, why does it matter if I have no makeup on? Like, yeah, duh, I'm about to go to bed. Like, it's like we are so caught up with wanting to create this image of, like, perfection that doesn't really exist. Like, the perfect selfies and the perfect, like, don't get me wrong, like, yeah, of course I want to look good, and of course I want to, like, make sure that, like, I'm popping for my pics or whatever, but, like, you also have to, like, show the world what, like, you really look like. And, like, okay, for instance, like, I promise you, like, swear, like, on my Tinder bio, like, I mean, not bio, on my Tinder photos, like, two of them are, I don't have no makeup on because, like, they're at the beach. And it's, like, I have no problem with that. And it's like, that's how it should be, because it's like, I can look really great with it or really great without it. And it's like, because I'm a human being, like, that's what, like, it's an asset, not a necessity, you know? And the thing is just like, with this Instagram world that we live in and this superficial world that we live in, this digital love and this digital dating is just, it's incredible the lengths that people will go to keep up the charades and keep up the fake perfection, when in reality, everybody's sort of drowning and craving realness. And it really sucks, because it's unfortunate that we have all the tools at our hands to be able to communicate with each other and have the best communication, but we don't use it, and it sucks. And sometimes, you know, we do definitely have our hang-ups, and I speak from experience, you know, I've definitely have messed up some potential great people along the way because of my hang-ups, because of my ex. But that's what healing and sort of, that's what healing is for, you know. Sometimes we forget how much others can damage us, and nobody is there to repair it but you. So sometimes we punish others, unfortunately, and we miss out on really great people. But that's nor here nor there. But digital love, man. Interesting days that we live in. That's for sure. I don't know. I just re-downloaded Tinder. I had been off of it probably for like, I don't know, four months? 3 months? And yeah, I re-downloaded it, and I had one date, and it was like meh. And the guy was obviously more interested in just one thing, and yeah, it was just meh. And other conversations have been so-so, and no other potential dates right now. Just interesting conversations, and yeah, it's just interesting putting yourself out there again. And of course, I'm, you know, I always put myself out there in person, and when I meet people, I'm always, you know, like, scoping it out. Okay, that sounds creepy. But, I'm aware of my surroundings. But at the same time, it's not a necessity in my life. And that's the biggest thing, is that with digital love, is like, we're all sort of craving this hole that we have within us for love and acceptance and all these things. But you can give those things to yourself too. And yeah, you know, there's definitely like the human touch and peace and all that good stuff. But that's a whole other hurdle that we're not going to talk about today. But yeah, I don't know, man. Digital love. What are your thoughts on it? I would love to know. You should write to us, or you should write to me. You can write to us on Facebook, Instagram, LifeCope LLC, our website, LifeCopeApp.com, or you can go to my website, write to me at NancyIPerez.com. Any way you want to do it, I'd love to hear back from you. Thank you guys, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening yet again this week, and I hope you're happy, you're well, and take care. And yeah, man, digital love. Man, then sucks to be single. See ya.